For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI has a recording between President Trump and his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, where the two men discussed a payment to a former Playboy model right before he was elected. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says the tapes could be used against the president.
The tapes made by Michael Cohen could be a goldmine for prosecutors because they are Trump's own voice, and that is the most powerful evidence in any trial.
The Coast Guard and the NTSB are investigating Thursday's duck boat accident on a lake near Branson, Missouri, that claimed 17 lives. Bad weather had set in at the time of the accident, but another duck boat in the water at the time managed to get to the shore. Federal officials had warned tourists about the dangers of these boats for nearly 20 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A parent's worst nightmare comes true in Houston. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The father of three-year-old Raymond Pryor arrived at his daycare in Houston to pick up his son Thursday, finding his body still inside a hot bus where he'd mistakenly been left for some 3.5 hours. Assistant Police Chief Bobby Dobbins.
We just want to remind the public about this tragic event, how it happens way too often, and we want to make sure and really care for not only our children, but also our elderly, who also can be left.
Police say the daycare has a history of violations, and the DA will be asked to press charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Those who live in Marshalltown, Iowa, are vowing to rebuild after a tornado roared through Thursday night. At least 17 people were hurt in the area, but no one was killed despite extensive damage. Justin Foss is with Alliant Energy of Iowa.
Safety is our main concern. While the weather has passed, you know, the streets are full of debris, full of downed power lines as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The commander of the U.S.-led campaign to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has held a briefing on the progress of that conflict. With more, here's John Clements.
Army General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, spoke during the video conference about the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Syrian conflict.
Iran's continued malign presence and pursuit of their unilateral objectives threaten not only Syria, but Syria's neighbors, and prolongs resolution of the conflict.
Iran continues to provide significant support for the Syrian government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
There's talk of expanding the emergency alert system, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Someday soon, your binge watching on platforms other than broadcast TV could be interrupted by a test from the emergency alert system. There's a new Senate bill that was introduced this week that's exploring the feasibility of sending emergency alerts through online streaming services. Now, the bill doesn't mention specific platforms, but a press release announcing it does say services like Netflix and Spotify could be affected. The bill was prompted by a false missile alert in Hawaii earlier this year that exposed flaws in the emergency alert system. Many people never got the missile alert because they were watching shows online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.